Welcome to Watching Westworld, the officially unofficial podcast for Westworld on HBO. I'm Jim.
I'm Aaron.
And we just got done watching Season 2, Episode 4, titled The Riddle of the Sphinx. Holy shit, they're doing all of it. Everything. Yeah. Every theory that anybody had
you
came
got a
true in this episode.
You got a theory? It's true. Except for mine, where I thought the tiger dish didn't rot for 35 years.
No, I think that was in there. I think
really?
That was, yeah, okay. There was a shot of the tiger where they said, holy shit, it's
because
still
because that's not his real
not
daughter.
Rotted.
That's the clone of the daughter he made 35 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, yes, right. Which they revealed as well. No, I mean, they took all of the theories that everyone was noodling on
really
and trying
on,
to work
yeah.
through and then just shotgunned through
yeah,
them this
where's
episode.
Where's Logan? He's dead.
Uh-huh.
The project is
who's
for
this Grace lady? Oh, it's MIB's daughter.
Yep.
What are they doing with the Daedalus project? Like you said, yeah, they're cloning humans. Like,
what do you think the whole Grace bullshit was? Was that just misdirection? Or was she actually covertly working QA undercover? Or
I don't think we know. I mean, it was credited on IMDb, which is fairly unreliable when it comes to credits, especially like
sure.
writing credits.
But
and
there
stuff,
was that whole Grace stuff with the ARG last.
There was, but that's a connection people made from the IMDb credits.
Ah.
So I don't even know if Grace is the right name for her last episode. And clearly,
right.
her name is Emily,
right?
Because right. she is.
So I
know,
might be trying to synthesize like two different bad theories there.
But I mean, no, the whole internet was right.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. No, yeah. But you're right. Like they didn't have to make us wait to reveal the significance.
And it blows my mind that I guess I thought this was going to be a longer term riddle mm-hmm. for lack of a better term mm-hmm. for the season, but we're in episode 4. We just blew the lid wide open on what Daedalus yeah. is doing. So I'm actually, this gets me really excited for the rest of the season because we have 6 more episodes where
right.
I've got no clue what to look forward to now.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and I want to drop something on you. So I got an email last week that I couldn't substantiate or verify that I had permission to talk about. So I'm going to say it very vaguely.
Oh, boy.
But I had a source that was connected in some vague, perhaps, way to cover my ass with the production and said that that scene with, I guess, Emily now was shot and intended to be like the opening scene for the series. For the season.
Oh, the one where
she
meets
Raj
that
world.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's interesting that they moved it up a bunch of episodes because I think they probably, when they started seeing the cuts, like, fuck, these people are just going to
yeah.
be, yeah, like, it's just not going to be a surprise. Now, I don't know if that was true mm-hmm. because I still haven't, you know, like, been able to confirm it all that. But I think it's an interesting idea that shows that maybe they're trying to be a little bit more defensive about that. Like, you know, people are going to smoke out. And they're, you know, I also wonder if they did something like the way, because I did think that she looked a lot like Catherine. With, like, you know, the smoking and the hair
oh,
and, like, all that stuff.
Teresa,
and they did,
yeah.
like, or Teresa, I'm sorry, Teresa. Uh-huh. And I thought that with the sepia tone and Raj world, I thought that they were doing stuff that, and people did, they took the bait and they ran with these different theories.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in the end, like, you know, how smug can you feel if you out-guessed them a week?
Right.
You know?
Is that what they're doing? Are they throwing, so there is still a bigger mystery
yeah, sure.
behind the scenes here with what Ford is doing. With this
right.
door and glory and everything like that. So are they throwing in, like, these micro-mysteries to just,
maybe.
Like, keep people grinding on those things?
Yeah,
until
just throw a bunch of chaff in the air and see if you can throw off the heat-seeking
yeah.
Reddit missiles.
It seems like that might be the strategy
yeah.
for Season 2.
But let's dismiss the meta, and let's talk about how much did we enjoy the episode, or
Dude,
did
this
we enjoy
was
the episode?
A fucking Black Mirror episode.
I was
this
about
was
to say that too.
Awesome, in my opinion.
Like they, by the time, I thought I don't know that what if you'll agree with me,
okay.
but I thought the way they progressively revealed the deal with James
mm-hmm.
was in the end pretty brilliant. Because, and I can't wait to go back because I bet if you watch that they significantly age progressed Jimmy's makeup from the first session to the second session 7 years later,
uh-huh.
and then you know the Man in Black version of Jimmy Simpson walks in, and then when you realize what Bernard and Elsie are walking into,
mm-hmm.
it's like, holy shit, this
yeah.
could be, like, I was expecting, like, some kind of Stanley Kubrick Shining craziness, and I kind of got
it. You kind of got it. I was blown away by the...
Some genuine horror.
By the resolution of that. Like,
yeah.
I... Watching it in the very first scene where they're, it almost felt like seeing Desmond in the hatch for the first time in Lost. Like, where are we? This feels very strange. It's playing to like pop music and just has a different tone overall than Westworld has ever had.
Yeah.
And then you immediately know what's up here, or at least I did, sitting there watching this. I'm going like, this is the 400th time they've had this conversation. I don't know, but it's definitely not the first.
Right. I thought they were going to I thought the reveal was that they rebuilt James Delos and this was the fidelity test and he passed it.
And that was a reveal.
That was a reveal.
But it did so much more than
And then it kept on building and kept on building. Yeah. And
I was ready to roll my eyes and say, oh my God, this is tedious as hell.
Right.
But second scene, They chop the scene short, they get through that part, and then it becomes far more interesting.
And then, I mean, I got the feeling that the only reason William was continuing this experiment was because his wife was alive. And we also found out that, like, didn't he say pills? Because it looked to me like she'd slit her wrist and jumped in a bathtub. But, like, the way that was cut together strongly implied that that's when he decided to pull the plug. Uh-huh. Like, there's no one left alive that gives a shit about you. So, and now my big question is, how much time elapsed from that last interview where, you know, it was the 149th copy and he walked out and the guy started going crazy and Bernard and Elsie finding him? Because I think the technician was a human and he was dead, but he wasn't, like, desiccated or mummified or even significantly rotted. Like, I'm almost wondering if William's wife killed herself in the immediate past with him coming to this big board meeting and this big celebration of Westworld, and he took that opportunity to pull the plug, and that was just like a day or two ago.
Yeah.
It kind of what it feels like it to me, too. Because, like, all that shit with Bernard and the weird underground secret laboratory happened very recently as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, how long has the Man in Black been in the park? Because I could buy it being that span is the only time.
Yeah, I felt like it was like a week or something because they mentioned, you know, I felt like last season they did establish there was like, you know, it can't be longer than 28 days because that's some kind of Westworld rule. But
right. Well, he might have
been able to break it.
Yeah. For all I know, he might have walked out of that room with James Delos right into his Man in Black hat.
I'm gonna use the power of the internet. Chat. Does anyone have any? Is anybody picking up what we're putting down here for the instant talk section? Because I feel like yeah, maybe. I don't know if that's significant, how long he was at the park, but all this shit's gone down, which pivots to the next point I wanted to make, which is there's some genuine tension between Elsie and Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bernard's a fucking killer. Like, that scene where he had that whole room liquidated, then had the host liquidate themselves, and he remembers that in his kind of, like, you know, very Merlin kind of detached from time way. I just thought that was really chilling. And then when Elsie asks what's wrong, he's like, oh, nothing at all. Like, oh, there's some things wrong. He's leaking brain fluid, and he's a homicidal maniac. And how the fuck does he know whose control he's under or what loop is? He's got fucking Dr. Ford into his brain. That's what he's got.
Yeah, I mean, he might actually have Dr. Ford in a brain.
Yeah, like that marble thing, like, he picks up. Like, that's, I guess, the core of the CPU core, and it's got some kind of
human. Guess,
and he drew a direct like line to the Jim Delos copy.
Yeah.
And said that this is like that. So he's got some kind of, and it's in his pocket
and
right
Ford
now.
Ford sent him to get it.
That felt very Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Like, you know, it's like if he put his hand in his pocket,
right,
it's there.
And,
right?
Bill and Ted, like with the keys to the cell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, I feel like this is part of Ford's plan. I mean, Ford sent him there. Ford knew that the board was trying to replace him. Now, I think when he says replace him, this sheds a little more context on that. Like, perhaps they were actually trying to replace Ford, and they had a scan of him kind of ready to go, and they just needed the body.
Like, I'm ready for a heel turn for Ford yet again, where you find out that this isn't some noble experiment. He's just using the newly conscious host to extract a potentially lethal revenge on the entire human race. Like, fuck, that's dark. Rather than be replaced, holy shit.
A lot of dark shit. That Delos scene.
Yeah, where he's carving up his face. It was like, fuck, it felt exactly... a lot of this episode felt... I couldn't have been inspired because that thing just came out a couple months ago, but it felt inspired by that Black Museum episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. I just got, like, a lot of, you know, when he was standing there carving his face up in the mirror, it's like, wow, wow.
Yeah, it was really freaky. And that's where, like, when he's talking about the devil and then the God is devil's reflection,
yeah,
laughing back
some
down
fucked
at you
up
when you're
monologues.
At the bottom. Like, holy shit, that dialogue is inspired.
I know. Yeah, and it's funny because, like, I've heard a couple critics kind of clowning the show on their monologues and the fact that there hasn't been any really memorable dialogue this season, but I felt like Williams, you know, God of Death monologue was really, really good, and I felt like, the insane Jim Dalos speech about there only being one, you looking up and you see his reflection, yeah, that's fucked up stuff.
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah. What else do we want to talk about?
I don't know. There's the whole thing with Ford's game that's still going on, right? And that we get Lawrence's daughter at the end as Ford.
So I have questions about that.
Yeah.
The man in black's not allowed to have help, but, I mean, what's the fucking rules on that? Or is he only supposed to have a particular type of help? Because I thought, like, when
he seems to be... Yeah, he's in a telltale game right now.
Right.
Like, every time he tries to make a decision that goes against what Ford wants.
He's being railroaded.
Yeah, he's pushed back in to the narrative.
Yeah, this is a really shitty DM that's running this thing.
So, I don't know. I really couldn't tell you at this point what Ford's overall goal is here.
Yeah.
Unless it is still, like, the gaining of sentience or consciousness for the host.
So, the other interesting thing about the Men in Black's daughter is that in her journal last week, she had this, like, twin hexagon, like, joined hexagon design.
Yeah.
And it looked like there was, like, you know, some directions. It looked like it was maybe a map. And we found that in the Secret Underground Bernard Lab layer that we found is the Jim Dalos resurrection tank. That same hexagonal design.
Mm-hmm.
What is the significance of the fact that she knows about that? Does she know that he's doing some Black Mirror shit with her grandpa?
Yeah,
and she's pissed about it. Or
I think she's there to blow the whole thing up.
Do you think is Bernard possibly? Because I'm thinking, like, maybe we're supposed to understand that the Man in Black perhaps is, maybe it's not Ford, it's a copy of the Man in Black. That he's wanting to go for immortality. I don't know, because that does buck the whole speech he gave about, like, some men shouldn't be in this world, and he threw himself in that category.
Yeah.
So I'm going to reject my own theory just now.
Okay. I feel like this is the place where they're all headed, right? This is the information that they want.
Yeah.
The information about the clones.
Yeah.
I don't know. It raises the question, like, is it possible that there are already a whole bunch of hosts out there in the real world?
Yeah. No, I think...
Or humans...
I think the Jim Dalos thing is really important because they're trying to tell us that this is cutting-edge tech.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have a theory that says all 200 of the nation, the heads of the nations are reporting to the UN have been replaced by hosts, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Because
they would
tried,
all go insane.
Yeah, this has been, all the money is going to this particular research project. If it was that easy, they wouldn't have failed, right? Like
the programmer version of myself instantly wrote, like, a workaround for this problem.
Yeah. What's that?
Like, okay, so you can't get them to be stable, but could you get them to overwrite themselves once they realize they're not stable?
Right.
With an image from a day ago.
Yeah.
So he made it 7 days. Okay, he's got to overwrite himself, but now he's 6 days in.
Right.
He's got a fresh wipe. Like,
yeah, I'm wondering why they don't make it more progressive. Like, if he made it, like, so when if he makes it to day 30, or if he makes it to day 7, when they reconstitute him, do they make him do the 7 days again, or do they start him off on day 7 and see where he goes?
Seems... Oh, well, that's a fair question. I don't know.
I mean, I guess they'd run him through the loop. But that'd be tedious.
So. That'd be the proper test.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. It's super interesting.
This cognitive plateau seems like a real bitch to run up against.
And it's cool, too, because, like, I sort of view what Ford is doing with all of these other hosts that he's in as... the perfection of the tech that they're looking for. Like, he found out what they were doing and he took that concept that they couldn't quite perfect and perfected it for them, except for himself. And now he's using that in other hosts within the park, because we don't see, like, Lawrence's daughter going insane when she is Ford. Right. So in my mind, like, Ford has perfected the tech they couldn't.
Oh,
and has used that to essentially become all of these different hosts.
On the other hand,
or he could be disposable.
Maybe, okay. I would buy the Ford. And not the rest of the company he found out about, and he's light years ahead because maybe that's what his, the whole point of his like family experiment was. Mm-hmm. Like he's been running an accurate sim of his father, but I guess I still have a lot of questions. Like, how did they do this consciousness transfer? Because like I don't believe they fucking literally took his dad, because his dad was probably dead before they had the technology, and like he also didn't do that with Bernard. Like Bernard's literally not Arnold; he's just a robot that's designed to mimic the overt physical characteristics of him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I got a lot of questions about that still.
It seemed to reveal that that was William's initial idea that made Delos invest in it in the company.
It's not what he articulated though. He said it's the
only place they can truly be themselves, and if they know exactly who they are, they can more perfectly copy them.
Right, I'm saying it could be veiled. It's like in an Obi-Wan Kenobi certain point of view kind of sales pitch. Like, if now that I know what the goal is, if I go back and watch that scene, is like a nudge, like, oh yeah, this is a way you can survive your fucking ass cancer or whatever you have, old man.
Yeah.
That makes you cough. Doom, yeah. it's the cancer probably just stitches your esophagus and your rectum together, so you cough, fart, and it's the prognosis, it's not good. It's really not good. If you get diagnosed with esophageal absorbing rectal cancer, you know,
it's really just a race between which
you need to book a flight
to
Sweden, because I hear they'll put you down when you get something like that.
Book a flight to Delos.
Yeah.
Flight to Westworld.
Yeah.
They can cure that right up. I don't know what else to talk about.
Well, we have a whole bunch of, we have a shit ton of chat.
Yeah, so, we should get to that stuff.
All right, at this point in the episode, we turned it over to the chat and started interacting with them, and they asked us questions, made comments, and we based the rest of the episode on that. It's called the Instant Talk format, and you have to be a club member to participate and enjoy the output of. So if you'd like to check that out, you can go to club.baldmove.com, sign up now. We're currently having a Westworld sale. If you can use WW2018 as your checkout code, you can save 25% off of an annual membership. Pretty sweet deal. Instant Talk, club.baldmove.com.